Hello everyone, welcome back to the October edition of the European Show. This time we are talking Bundesliga, and I'm very, very happy to be joined once again by Stadio legend.
It's very fair,
Musa. And to be honest, it's very rare on this show that we ever get to deal with any breaking news, but we had some this morning that pretty much meant that my entire agenda was worthless. Our former manager, Jurgen Klopp, has announced today that he will be joining the Red Bull Group the way he describes it is he'll be a mentor to all of the managers and coaches within the group, and he's very excited to get going. And it's basically sent everybody's head a little bit west, I'm not going to lie to you. Not only this, but his other former club in Dortmund, shockwaves, I think, have been sent around, not just because of the fact that I believe there are some Liverpool fans who truly believed he was never going to have another job, but I think the Red Bull Group, the popularity they have within Germany or lack thereof, and what they seem to represent seems to be at odds with everything that we thought of as Jurgen Klopp the human. Am I wrong there?
That's absolutely right. And let's be clear. Let me just spell out why this is so controversial. So first of all, just to give the factual context, Red Bull are owned by Dietrich Mateschitz, Austria's richest man, who in previous years has given a platform to none other than Martin Selner. Martin Selner is the leader of Austria's far-right movement, and he was recently banned from Germany because he was having secret meetings involved with the deportation of all immigrants from Germany.